Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Champion Chicago Blackhawks begin defense of the chalice they earned some 10 months ago by facing the St. Louis Blues for the 12th time in their team history and second time in 3 years. With the pressure on both sides, more of it for sure is on the Blues, who desperately look to avoid a fourth straight spring of cleaning out their lockers in the month of April. And down to center ice we go. Taves will face off with Stastny. Packed house here in St. Louis. The drop of the puck. The Hawks win the draw. The Stanley Cup playoffs are underway. Back to Kane now. Top of the right circle again. Here's Kane entering the right circle. Put him aside the net. Anisimov tried to tuck it in the short side. And Elliott is down with a butterfly save. Gloves the puck and holds it there. Artem Anisimov very aggressively took the puck from about 5 feet out beside the Blues net and just tried to ram it past Elliott. But Elliott got over with the pass. To the line, and it's pushed out to center ice by Fabry to Brouwer. Back to Fabry over the Hawk line to the left circle. Drop pass Brouwer in the slot to Parayko, bottom of the right circle. Carries it behind the net. Crawford had perfect position there next to the net. Now Gunnarsson with the slot to Parayko, left circle. One-timer now is Crawford with a butterfly save. Seabrook clears the rebound off Gunnarsson, stick it down ice into the Blues end. Hawks get a line change. Tarasenko whips it to the line. Gunnarsson moves in, top of the left circle and fires, and Hossa blocks that down ice into the Blue zone. Hawks will currently make a line change. Elliott misplayed the puck, rolls up the slot. Taves has it, moves to the left circle, shoots, and Elliott got a piece of that with his left pad. Big chance for the Hawks, but Elliott a nice recovery in the Blues crease. Blues come out of there and on attack. Fabry to the Hawk line, left wing, lost it high slot. Hossa to Taves on a breakaway over the Blues line, down the slot, shoots, and Elliott is down with a butterfly save. Seabrook took the puck back at the Hawk blue line and spun it off the boards into the Blues end. Parayko now with a pass to Fabry over the Hawk line, coughed it up to Seabrook, and a big hit by Ladd on Troy Brouwer just inside the Hawk line. He put Brouwer under the seat of his pants. Boy, that's another hit by Ladd. He had five coming into the third period. Steen kicks it free, but right to Panarin in the far corner Hawk zone. He'll lift the puck through the air into the Blues end. Petrangelo chipped to the center ice, and Anisimov got it to Panarin, cuts it over the Blues line, down the slot, and shoots! Oh, and a shoulder save is made by Elliott. What a chance for Artemi Panarin. 60 minutes have come and gone. No score, shots on goal after 60, favoring the Hawks 28-16. And that means, in a while, we're going to get playoff overtime. They play till they win. To Petrangelo, right point to Backus, left circle. To Bollmeister out near the left point to Backus, bottom of the left circle. He shoots! He scores! This one deflected off of Trevor Van Riemsdyk and in behind Corey Crawford. And the Blues win this one in overtime. Backus was trying to fire it from the left circle to the right circle. And Trevor Van Riemsdyk, who was in front of the net, had it ricocheted off his body and in behind Crawford. St. Louis wins game number one, 1-0, on an overtime game-winning goal from Blues captain David Backus.